Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Letter Number 6370. And this is Baruch Hashem. This is dated on the 6th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Sholom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I am responding to your letter in which you write headlines from your biography, and that you are teaching music both in school and also private people. So the Rebbe says, for sure, I don't have to go into great length explaining what the Mishnah says, the words of the Mishnah. I was created to serve my Creator, and that is by fulfilling the wishes of your Creator, the one who made you. Koinei, the one who owns you, Hashem, which is to study Torah and observing mitzvahs. And from this we can understand that it doesn't matter whatever area that you person is occupying himself, what your occupation is, any profession. It is very clear, and there is also the possibility to spread true Yiddishkeit and the areas of true Yiddishkeit amongst all those that you come in contact with and that you are connected with. And of course, so the Rebbe wants him to utilize his position as a teacher for music in the classroom and individually to spread Yiddishkeit, because that's why a person is created, for to serve Hashem with Torah mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, how much more so if your connection is a relationship of a teacher and a student, that always every student has a feeling of respect and with admiration. So since you have that relationship to the teacher, so this also prepares, makes a fitting the student so that he will accept the words of the teacher, even not in the area of what he's teaching, not in the area, so you're teaching music, but if there is a general sense of student-teacher relationship, that will help to be able to influence them in other areas as well. Rebbe says we see this all vividly. Especially, the Rebbe says, according to your writing, that the students in this area are mostly youth. This music class is what he's teaching, is mostly to youth. So this, every improvement, every correction in their situation, it is also a correction and an improvement in their future matters. And first and foremost, in building their homes in Israel when they get married and start their own homes. So if you can influence them and help them, this will change around their future. And the Rebbe says, so from the above we understand that all efforts and all trying to do this is worth it. Then he writes to the Rebbe that he wants to go in to learn in the yeshiva of Lud. He wants to join the yeshiva. And he specifies some things that are holding him back from being able to go into the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says, well, your question practically is only going to be applicable in about a month or more after the summer break. Then there is a more organized order in the yeshiva. So perhaps during this period of time, maybe some of the details that you mentioned in your letter, maybe they don't have room for him, maybe they don't have a class for him. I'm just making that up. But the Rebbe says it's still time. It may actually sort of work out at the end. And he writes to the Rebbe also that he has debt. So even after going into the yeshiva, he will need to continue working in his profession, in music, in order to pay for the old debt. So he won't be able to just be studying because he still have accumulated debt from the poor. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you should discuss this with the leadership of the yeshiva, the Holy Yeshiva, and there is many possibility to organize this in such a way that you should be able to observe all the yeshiva seders, all the regular orders, the classes, and the order of the yeshiva. And the Rebbe says, the verse already says, consultation comes with many people that consult you. In other words, get input from different people, and that's what the verse says, Shua Brevyoyitz. Get input from people, and then you'll figure out how to make it work in both areas so that you should be able to fully be in the yeshiva and continue also with your, I guess, side work, side job with the music. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing, Yirotzin, from the creator of the world and the one who runs the world. He supervises each and every one with an personal, individualized supervision, that you should go from strength to strength in the path of Torah mitzvahs. And that is the path that leads the man and the woman, the Jewish man and woman, to their true good fortune, both physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe says, it would be very pleasant to me to receive good news in all of the above. The Rebbe blessed him for good news in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So here was a young man. He was working in the music as a teacher, and the Rebbe tells him that he should utilize this trait that he is teaching to spread Yiddishkeit, true Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe says, especially we're talking about youth, to encourage them, and they will eventually lead homes. So it's very kedai, worthy the effort and the hard work to be able to share with them about Yiddishkeit, so that when they build their own home, it'll be proper. And Rebbe also advises him as far as his issues about entering the yeshiva in Lod. And the Rebbe says maybe some of these issues will be resolved by the time it comes to the new semester. And the Rebbe also says that the issue about paying off his debt, he should probably be able to do that and organize and consult with Dan Hola, and that will give him the right answer. Okay.